WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hello, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Spit Fountain with me, Jake, and
me, Marissa.
That's right, we're both me. And we're going to be doing a show of songs. Our theme today is it's my turn to pick, and I picked fun and silly, fun and silly songs, but I went with songs that make me feel fun and silly. The songs themselves are less so. And Marissa, how did you interpret the theme?
I mostly did songs that are more novelty based, I think. But I did songs by like bands that I like that are more silly than what they normally make. I did like maybe two or three songs that are not that silly, but make me feel silly.
Yeah, that makes sense. You'll feel how silly it is when you hear this track. All right, this is Fish Heads
by Barnes and Barnes.
All right, Fish Heads by Barnes and Barnes.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish. Heads, roly poly fish heads.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to. They won't answer, they can't talk.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
right. This next song is about bagels.
It's bagel time. Get the cream cheese out of the fridge. It's bagel time. Well, do you want yours toasted? I'm reaching for the blueberry. Bagel time, one of the better parts of the day. If I could subsist on bagels alone, that'd be okay. I'm reaching for the blueberry.
Yeah, I've got a cinnamon raisin.
Oh, it's bagel time. Here's a solo. For the blueberry,
I've got a
crave
for the cinnamon raisin.
Oh, it's bagel time.
Fear, the fear, the fear, the fear.
All right. Those last several tracks were Bagel Time by Paper Ceilings, You're Not My Real Dad by
Childbirth,
Eureka by Defiance Ohio, and Working in a Coal Mine by Devo. Up now is, I think we're alone here.
Alone Now.
Alone Now by High Dive, who used to be a frequently featured band on Between the Cushions.
Adam, I program in lots of songs with music sequencers and play and sing along with them. They're called The Package, stupidly, and we're Adam in The Package, and here are lots of songs that me I wrote. So here they are. I hope you like them. Thanks. This first song is a song about me and a couple friends who bought a house in October of 2001. And we've been fixing it up for a while, and it's a song about that whole process. It's called I'm Downright Amazed at What I Can Destroy with Just a Hammer. And this is the truth. You can take down entire walls with a little hammer. Hike!
That's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
All right. Thank you for continuing to listen to Spit Fountain here on WRCT. And I would love to beg you to call in with any requests of silly songs that you want to hear on the radio at our WRCT Pittsburgh request hotline. We'll pick up the phone right away. You can call us at 412-268-9728. That's our request hotline. Marissa, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, that's good, I think.
Yeah, the thing is, we don't have good music here, and we need yours to help space out the hour from all of our garbage with your good stuff, so please call in. Speaking of, the last two tracks were Johnny, Are You Queer? By
Josie Cotton.
And I'm Downright Amazed at What I Can Do with Just a Hammer, live on WPBR. That's a New Jersey radio station, I believe.
I don't know about that.
WPRB. In Princeton, New Jersey. And that was a recording from December 19th, 2002, just before the festivities began. Anyways, the next track in the hour is Part-Time Punks by
Television Personalities.
And then Bobimo by Jeff Squires. Let's listen to those two tracks. And as a reminder, you can call in to 412-268-9728.
Dancing, I wanted to dance.
Who were those guys? Why were you dancing with all those guys?
Bobby, they're friends. We were just dancing.
What about us? You're supposed to dance with just me. And maybe some of your girlfriends, but mostly just me.
Bobby, this is getting way too intense. We're only friends.
I thought we were more than that.
Bobby, you're a funny guy. You make me laugh, that's all.
What?
Looking back now, maybe that was a mistake.
That was the single most important thing in my life.
Look, Bobby, I don't think we should hang out together anymore.
Just tell me why you were dancing with all those guys.
Bye, Bobby.
You kissed me. That means we're back together again. Marie, come back. Look, I'm doing your favorite comedy bit. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
They pick up the trash. They should. dinner with her family.
On the morning of June 14, 1968, a group of hippies fled into the mountains of Colorado to wait for doomsday.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, get your sixth taco. Love me.
Hello, and everybody. You're still listening to Spit Fountain here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time for our spit take. Marissa, what's the spit take? We know what it is. Yeah. Somebody called in with it, obviously, yes. And we're going to tell you what they asked us, and we'll help them know what they should do.
So this person says they've never been to a pool, and they're looking for some information. So that's just, you know, whatever, synopsis. I hopefully will start going to a swimming pool soon in order to learn how to swim. I've never been to a pool, so I have no idea how things work. Are trunks okay at the pool? Are there usually private changing rooms? Also, is it obligatory to shower after getting out of the pool? Sorry if these questions seem silly.
Well, these are really good questions, but I think they missed some of the finer details of going to the pool.
Such as?
Well, for one, they didn't mention footwear for while inst the pool. See, there are people like me who spit thumbtacks into the pool when they go swimming, just as our bodies naturally do, and that's why I wear thick leather boots when I swim to keep my feet safe from any tacks that might be at the bottom of the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one little tip.
Sure.
Heavy leather boots for tacks.
Yeah. Well, I actually came here from the pool, as you know, so right. I'm uniquely equipped to answer this question. Today, the pool, they told me you're not allowed to wear sunscreen because of how it, you know, affects the water. It gets cloudy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets slimy on top. So they said you're not allowed in the pool if you wear sunscreen.
Right.
So don't wear sunscreen to the pool.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that about coral reefs, maybe not swimming pools.
Wow, that's what they say at the Pittsburgh City Parks.
Are we allowed to spread misinformation about the city park?
They did not say that.
They did not say that. But I'm not claiming that I don't spit tacks. Speaking of city parks, public service announcement from me and Marissa, not from the station, is that city parks are open with some swimming pools across the city. And if you are looking to get into a pool, there are pools available to you in the city of Pittsburgh, and they're quite refreshing. And Marissa and I had a lot of fun, and I've seen many other people have fun at them too. And as you might know, there's a heat wave, so two and two together. Think about it. Another tip for the pool is that while you think that the pool might come equipped with all the water accessories, you might consider bringing your own seaplane. I've never seen someone land a seaplane at the city pool, but perhaps you would venture that for your first try.
Mm-hmm. I think one other thing that's really important to note, if you're not an experienced swimmer, if you hear the lifeguards blowing their little whistles,
mm-hmm.
that's an encouragement. So whatever you're doing, you should keep doing. That's like basically them cheering you on.
Yeah, unless you're drowning.
Wow.
Then you might
have to. If you're drowning and you hear that whistle, you know that whatever action you're taking to stop drowning is the right one. If you're flapping those arms.
Yeah, keep flapping.
Keep flapping.
If you're drowning, keep flapping. Another piece of advice about pools is that you need to pick the right snack. And this is Ernest's advice, unlike the other misinformation that we provided with all previous replies. You should bring a snack of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a snack of choice that you bring to the Pittsburgh City Parks pools, perhaps you'll call into 412-268-9728 and let us know what this caller could have used for their poolside snack. I personally prefer a 5-gallon drum bucket filled with Swedish fish.
Mm, of course.
Of course.
Today at the pool, I ate some falafel. It was pretty good. I've never done that before.
I've heard some people have been eating fudge.
Oh, I also ate fudge full today.
I've heard.
It was really good.
Mm. I'll give that a try after radio. Anyways, if you have any poolside fun facts, you can always call in to our station at 412-268-9728. Or if you have a question that you want answered on next week's Spit Take segment, we could do that too, I guess. Anyways, the last several tracks you heard on the hour were KKK Highway. It feels like we skipped that somehow.
No, we did not. The song is 1 minute long.
Okay, bye.
MU330.
Yeah, MU330. And Our Secret by Beat Happening and Fanta by La Tigre. And now we're going to listen to a new song, Adventures Close to Home by The Raincoats.
Take it personal. down, look down, look down. I've never been in a situation like this before in my life.
I'm living a charmed life. It came as a surprise to everyone but me. I had big plans for you and for me. I have a letter where she says it now, once by twice. Guess I'm living a charmed life. Leaving.
Wait, sorry, let's do that again. I say dance, you say dance. I say friends, you say France. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. Say grunt. I say pot, you say plant. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. We couldn't be more contrary if we tried. Oh, joke and cheese, we rarely see eye to eye. I am dumb, you are smart.
I'd love to tell you about another wonderful show available here on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you survive to Thursday night at 6 p.m., you could listen to Marissa's show, Afraid of the Dark. Turn the dial to Afraid of the Dark to hear cover songs that will keep the monsters away all night, Thursdays at 6 p.m. If you don't like either of us from what you've heard so far, you could tune into Pickney Hall. Neither of us are part of that show. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. The last several songs that you heard here on the station were... Oh, geez, my glasses. I can't see anything.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. Mothman by the Ghoulies, Charmed Life by Half Japanese, and Pickles from a Jar by Courtney Bennett.
Coming up, Barnett.
Barnett. Coming up next is Cult Boyfriend by Jeffrey Lewis and Eggman by the Beastie Boys.
The misfits are cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole. Meet the Feebles is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. When you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence. Cerebus is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories. WFMU is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times no one at all wanted to know. If I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. Who are some cult literary names I could honor? Maybe J.G. Ballard or Flannery O'Connor. Haggis, Fugu, that's like food for cult eaters. Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Father Yod, they're cult leaders. Anyway, the point being, do I have to be magical? Can't we date a few months, then move on, normal and casual? Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. When you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They're in love or they're indifferent, no one's on the fence. And this song probably ain't gonna go very far beyond an open mic. It's guaranteed, though, two or three people are really gonna like it.
I looked out the window, seeing this bullhead. Ran through the fridge and pulled out an egg. Scrubbed on my skull.
Up now, we have a song by the namesake of this radio show, I Want to Go to the Beach by Algernon Cadwallader.
Always at ease, he lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E and he's working on B. Dig C and W and R and B and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar's there, he's a guitar man, he's all you can stand, give him a hand, guitar's there. Got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. He likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight and their voices unite in the pale moonlight and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. Keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night.
Hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.